Today's Chris and Amy Show is brought to you by Santa Sleigh Mechanics. We keep you flying smoothly.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Worst part of the whole movie.
Snow.
Worst part of the whole movie.
So false.
By the way, do I really need to be looking up at CNN and watching them follow the Luigi Mangione helicopter taking off from Pennsylvania and flying into New York? Do I really need that? Do we need to follow this man's helicopter?
This is just part of the bigger conversation of the 24-hour news cycle where everything has to be breaking news. I think it would behoove us all to turn off the television.
Turn off the television and listen to KMOX.
That's right.
The voice of St. Louis, Mid-America sports voice, or all the things that we are on the Odyssey app. Time to go to the Quiver River Electric guest line because you know it's this weekend, the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Christmas next week. Are we going to get snow for it? Talk about all those things. We have AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr joining us today. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, we are doing okay.
Well, we're doing better today because the temperature is dropping and it's getting colder, which is how it should be in December. So I'm thrilled to death that we can bundle up. I'm afraid that you're going to tell me that I won't have to bundle up on Christmas.
Well, yeah, here as we go through the upcoming days, we're definitely looking, like you said, at the cooler weather here for today. We have a little bit of an upturn for tomorrow where we get back to 51 degrees, but then we do have a bit of a cold shot with highs only in the 30s for tomorrow and for Saturday, the day of the solstice. And then as we head into Sunday and Monday, temperatures are kind of trending back upward a little bit. And unfortunately, it does look like Christmas Day. The high could very well be in the low 50s with rain.
The snow showers, or no, we're not going to get snow, are we? We're not getting anything.
It's rain showers.
Yeah, no. I thought maybe earlier in the week.
Unfortunately, right. Yeah, unfortunately, no snow.
So,
that
Heather,
sucks.
If you really wanted a white Christmas, what part of the country should you travel to get some snow? Is anyone going to get a white Christmas here?
It is going to be very, very limited white Christmas territory here this year. Now, we have had some snow in parts of New England. They may pick up a little bit more snow here over the next couple of days. So there are parts of New England that could pick up a white Christmas, not so much because it'll actively be snowing, although there could be some snow showers around, but mostly because they have snow on the ground. So that will help them in that situation. We also could be looking at some snowy conditions around the Great Lakes, but even there, it seems mostly confined to areas around more the northernmost lakes, not so much Lake Erie and Ontario, but more Lake Huron, northern parts of Michigan, including the UP. Even in parts of like Minnesota, it's not a guarantee that it's going to be a white Christmas.
You know, I've got this bad. Amy has a bad feeling for next week. So do I. But I have a bad feeling beyond that.
Whoa.
I have this bad feeling that we're going to get progressively hotter and hotter during Christmas time. And that snow, especially in an area like this, will continue to become more infrequent. Is that what's going to happen?
It really does look like we are going to struggle to get a whole lot in the way of snow, through the rest of the winter. I think that, you know, we were talking about the probabilities of white Christmases, and it does look like the northern tier over across the Great Lakes and over into parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas have at least a chance for a white Christmas, as well as, of course, a lot of places in the Rockies. But even those areas are struggling a little bit with snow, aside from what has been coming in lake effect. We just haven't been seeing a lot of snow so far. Now, I think that those northern tier places have a better chance to continue to see snow as we go through the winter. But as you get farther away from the northern tier, and especially the Great Lakes and New England, it's going to be much more of a struggle. And I think that does include St. Louis.
But what about year to year? Like 5 years from now?
Year, yeah, you know, I tend to agree with you. That certainly has been the trend, climate-wise, that we do struggle. You know, I've been a meteorologist professionally for over 30 years, and definitely the trend has been over the course of my career that we are seeing warmer winters, less snowy winters. Not that we aren't seeing, of course, occasionally big snowstorms, and we don't have years that are snowier than others, and so on and so forth. But the general trend definitely has been to struggle to get snow and definitely favoring rain.
Right, right. That general trend seems to be warmer. But as you mentioned, you have those years that maybe they're anomaly. Like just 2 years ago, here in St. Louis, it was like 0 degrees and we had snow.
Right. 'Cause
like we had friends on Christmas morning and the day after Christmas, their pipes were broken. It was a disaster. We had pipes broken here in our building. And because it was Christmas, not a lot of people in the office at the time. And so, yeah, it's funny because my feeling for sure is, okay, things are getting warmer. But I forgot that just 2 years ago, it was so cold, unusually cold.
Yes, and you're still going to have those bouts. You're still going to get the polar vortex issues where, you know, that Arctic air kind of shifts a little bit and comes down into parts of the United States. We're actually going to see a really frigid air mass move into the Great Lakes and the Northeast behind a storm system this weekend, behind the storm system that's coming through over the next couple of days. You're going to see temperatures in parts of northern New England that are going to be not just below zero, but well below zero, and high temperatures, say, in New York City for Sunday are probably only going to be in the 20s. The average high is in the low 40s. So it's going to be like 15 degrees below average. So you're still going to get these really cold spells. You're still going to get snowstorms. These can still happen, but the overall picture does look warmer.
People, over the winter, they go skiing over Christmas break or maybe Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, right? MLK Jr. weekend. And then, of course, there's spring skiing. As a meteorologist, like, what's the relationship between these major ski resorts and meteorologists? Because their business is so weather contingent and on knowing what to expect.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to think we're not their favorite people because we keep struggling to bring them a whole lot of snow. Now, of course, some of these western ski resorts, especially in the Sierra Nevada, a couple of years ago, they had a really wet and cold winter season. And they did get quite a bit of snow, and that's what has helped to improve their drought situation over the last couple of years. Even last year was still wetter and brought enough snow. It wasn't as record-setting as the year before, but it was still pretty impressive. So they're still doing okay, but even out there, it is and has been lately more of a struggle to get snow that will carry them over deep into the spring season. And in New England, a lot of those ski resorts in New England also kind of struggling a little bit. And you take a look, especially then at places like down in West Virginia, and that's not an easy thing either. The further south you go, even when you're higher up, it's tougher to keep it cold enough to either get the snow in the first place or to continue to manufacture the snow and have it stick around.
All right. So the weekend is the solstice, which means days are going to start getting longer by next week.
That's right. And, you know, if you've been paying attention, you may notice that already our sunsets are starting to trend a little later, but our sunrises are still trending later as well. And that all kind of starts to change as we head past the solstice, which occurs at 3:21 our time on Saturday morning. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, a slow go as always, but we are going to see those days start to get a little bit longer and our sunrises and sunsets will start to get our sunrises will get a little earlier and our sunsets will get a little later. Our days will start to creep up longer. And before you know it, it's going to be Groundhog Day and we'll be starting to look at spring.
Okay, Heather, before we let you go, I don't want to put you on the spot if this isn't your area of expertise, but I read this fun fact that on November 18th, and that's when I read the fun fact, you know, a month ago.
Okay.
In this, I don't know how to say the town. It looks like it. Utqiagvik, Alaska, the sun set for the last time in this town in Alaska at 1:27 p.m. local time, and it won't rise again until January 22nd, 2025, because obviously it's like the polar night and the polar day because of the Earth. However, they said even though the sun won't rise again until January. Every point on Earth, not counting cloud cover, gets the same amount of sunlight each year. So in the polar day, the sun will rise in this point in Alaska and won't set again for several months. Is that right?
I mean, that probably makes a lot of sense, yes, because even though, as you said, this is the city formerly known as Barrow, way up there above the Arctic Circle. They are up there at, like, you know, 70 to 75 degrees north. They are way, way up there. So the sun does set in November and doesn't come above the horizon again until January. But they have the exact opposite of that, as you said, for the summer months. It comes above the horizon, and then it stays, doesn't really set, hence why you get this, like, midnight sun reference, because the sun is still up 24/7. So it all does kind of balance out a little bit. So I would say that, you know, I don't have any proof of that, but I would say that it does make some sense, yes.
Crazy.
Heather Zehr, AccuWeather meteorologist, we appreciate it. Thank you for the information again, and we'll call on you, I guess, when it snows next.
That's right. We'll see how long that ends up being. Or, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon.
Or we'll get like a thunderstorm or something in December.
Maybe a tornado or something.
Well, yeah, we'll get a tornado in January. We'll call you then.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's
Heather.
The last thing we need, but at least we can talk then. But always
that's
a pleasure.
Right. Thank
that
you.
Is Heather Zehr, AccuWeather meteorologist.
Okay, here's a scary fact. Guess what push notification I got on my smartphone moments after talking to Heather Zehr about ski resorts?
That a baboon is loose in St. Louis.
No, Keystone Ski Resorts. I got a push notification about, hey, thinking about skiing?
Can't ski if there's no snow.
No, that's not the point. Keystone? Listening to me?
They're not listening to you.
Why did I get a Keystone want to go skiing right
it
now?
It was nothing but coincidence.
Here it is. Keystone new terrain alert. Bergman Bowl opened. Keystone is ready to plan to be your winter playground. Plan your trip today.
This text message, Amy,
yeah,
says, has Ranji ever seen a baboon? Well, all he has to do is look in the mirror. Hey, that's not nice.
Yeah, baboon?
By the way, I looked at a baboon online.
Yeah?
Pink face. I was right.
No, it's a blue face and a pink bottom.
Mm.
I'm going to look at it on a bike.
I'll show you.
Okay.
I will show you my baboon in just a moment on KMOX.
This is Maria Keener from the news department, wanting to wish you and your family the healthiest and happiest holiday season.
Happy holidays from KMOX.
Except it's not. It's like 38 degrees, which is fine. It's going to be 60 next week. Well,
not,
55, whatever.
I think what we need to do is everybody needs to send good winter vibes.
Yes.
Into the sky.
Oh, man. I hate the... We were just talking to AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr. I hate the idea that my future...
It's not.
...is going to be warm winters most of the time.
The
I
good
hate
news
that.
Is it's not, because we're still going to have cold winters. Your kids' future is warm, but you don't have any kids, so you'll be dead and you won't have to worry about it.
Well, how come it's already gotten warmer in the last 10 years?
Well,
I'm still alive for that.
That's the overall trend. We're still
gonna
have
going
to have some
way.
Good cold days. Remember,
I hope so.
2 years ago, freezing.
Yeah, but
and
it's
lots
like
of snow.
It's like when you're...
Try to be positive. You're going to die before it gets bad. That's,
you know,
my positive thought for
it's
you.
It's like when you're terminally ill. It's getting worse every day, but then you have good days. And then you say, see, I guess I'm getting better. No, you're not. You're not getting better. It's getting worse.
Super dark.
That's what's going on with the winters.
Super dark.
So we asked you about the question of whether or not you like gift bags or you like to gift wrap. It was part of our Twitter poll at Chris Amy KMOX, where you need to be following us.
Otherwise, we get in trouble.
Or else we do literally get in trouble and we get flogged. And
or flagged.
No, flogged. And we also asked you to send us a voice message on the Odyssey app like Meg did.
Bag, 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 gift bag, gift bag, gift bag. They're reusable. They're so much easier. Anything that can go in a bag goes in a bag. And if it can't go in a bag, maybe it doesn't get wrapped at all.
Okay. So I would rather show up with just a box than put it in a gift bag, to be honest. Here's your gift. You could see what it is. Because if it's in the bag, you could just peek down in the bag anyway.
I will say, no. Oh, what an amateur. You take the tissue paper and you wrap the oddly shaped gift. For instance, I gave some poultry shears to someone. Poultry shears. And I wrap them in tissue paper. Then you put them in the bag. Then you take tissue paper and you scrunch it all up and you put multiple pieces of tissue paper on top of the bag. You can't see the gift. It's wrapped. It's wrapped in the tissue paper.
Well,
and I don't mean wrapped.
You could like pull it to the side.
No, because it's actually wrapped.
Okay.
You know, you wrap it like not with tape, but, you know, covered.
Sure. Whatever.
Okay. I've got good news for Matthew Pajeski and Christopher Ranji. Two of the most eligible.
Handsome.
Well.
Handsome.
Charming.
One of us is charming.
Super available guys. You can guess why they're available. I know, but I'm just telling you they're available, both of them.
Why do you just assume that because a person is available, there's something wrong with them?
Oh, I'm not assuming. I know you both.
You were available for like 400 years.
There's no assumption going on here. I know you. 48% of people think that, let me rephrase that, 48% of single people think that the holidays are an ideal time to meet your partner.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Nearly half of the 1,000 participants in a recent survey from a dating app said that the holidays are the ideal time to meet a partner. That's what Sarah Wallen of Bumble told Axios. Additionally, the outlet reported that more than 39% of those surveyed said that they enjoyed dating in the winter more than in any other season.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows that. It's called
cuffing season.
Yeah.
It refers, yes. If you're wondering what that is, it's not bad. It refers to a period of time. Sounds bad.
It's not.
Sounds
bad.
A little kinky. It refers to a period of time where single people begin looking for short-term partnerships to pass the colder months of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cuffing season.
What does it come from?
You know, you're handcuffing yourself to somebody. You're handcuffed. You have a partner. Right?
Still so sounds dirty to me.
It's not, though, Matt.
It sounds bad.
Handcuffs stop looking at it like that.
What kind of handcuffs? Are they
fuzzy?
Pink and fuzzy?
Why do you know about that?
Because there's a Lifetime movie called Holiday in Handcuffs with Mario Lopez and Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this.
And she buys handcuffs, and the girl at the gas station is like, ooh, kinky. And that would never happen on the Hallmark Channel. That's Lifetime.
That's true.
Yeah. Better news. Research from over 40,000 Gen Z and Millennial Bumble members, that's the dating app, they've revealed, and this is worldwide, they revealed that while dating is evolving, modern daters still feel optimistic in their search for love. So, Ranj, I don't think it's a guarantee that you're going to die alone.
Part of me kind of wants to.
Well.
What I told you, remember?
Surrounded by all your hats.
I just want to be surrounded. I want people to wonder what happened and wonder where that smell's coming from. That's what I want.
That is kind of exciting.
Isn't it?
And then when they discover it.
And then they have to find me? Like,
yeah, but then
oh,
when they find
man.
You, it'll be like, beloved host and sports anchor, Chris Ranji.
Found dead.
Yeah.
In his living room.
And it'll be like your neighbor smelled something.
Yeah.
That's going to be so exciting.
I told you about that guy in college.
Yeah.
Who?
Okay, we got to go.
I'll
we got to go.
I'll tell you when we come back. Chris and Amy on KMOX. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for
school to start again. Podcast The Bernie Mickler Show today on the free Odyssey app and follow to receive Bernie's daily take on Cardinals, Blues, or whatever else is in the news. AUDACY.
Schultz.
Yeah, that's not the game yet.
Oh.
Hey, tomorrow is our no prize pick'em challenge. We pick football games, NFL. First of all, two things. Number one, We have not even put out the feelers for a listener for tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
So we need a listener to participate. If you're available tomorrow at 12:30 and you want to pick football NFL winners,
yeah,
then send us a text message to 314-436-7900 and tell us your name and say, hey, I'm available tomorrow at 12:30. Or you can tweet at us at ChrisAmyKMOX and we'll select somebody. You,
yeah,
and here's the second thing, will be going up against Amy, me, and former Cardinals closer Trevor Rosenthal.
Hot dog.
Yes.
That's so awesome. You want to play no prize football pick'em against me and Chris and Trevor Rosenthal?
Sounds great.
Let us know.
Yep. 314-436-7900. Text us.
But you got to be available at 12:30 tomorrow.
That's right. For about 10 minutes or so.
So I've got a game for you guys.
Let's go.
I'm going to be playing different versions of different Christmas songs.
Okay.
You know, there's like 30 versions of every Christmas song by different singers throughout the years. And I'm going to play a few different versions of these songs for you. And you just have to tell me who the artist is.
Okay.
Are
Easy.
You playing one at a time?
Yes.
Okay.
So I need you guys to buzz in. You'll buzz in by just saying your name.
Okay.
Amy, Chris.
Can I make a buzz noise? I'd rather make a buzzing noise.
Sure.
Okay.
You can do a buzzing noise.
What if I went,
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Another rule, though, please let the song finish before buzzing in.
Oh, okay.
We
can let him finish.
Yeah.
We'll let him finish.
All right.
Because
all right.
It's not who can recognize it the quickest. It's who buzzes the quickest.
Okay. You know what? You've convinced me, Amy.
Okay. Why don't you complicate the process? This man's doing all this work for us, and you're just making it harder on him.
It's not a competition on who can buzz faster. It's who can recognize the version.
Well, maybe
faster.
Neither of us knows. Let's let it play.
You got to buzz as soon as you know.
Okay. You're killing
it. You can buzz.
Okay.
You may steal a point too if somebody else gets a wrong answer. You can steal a point. And the winner, I'm going to work out some more of my mom's cookies for the winner here.
Yeah. I ate that entire box of cookies because Ronge left town and I took the cookies.
Your mom's cookies, man. Yeah. She's good.
Thank you. All right, we're going to start off with our first song.
Okay.
Our first song is going to be White Christmas. I'm going to play a few different versions of the song, and you have to tell me who is singing which version.
Okay?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Amy?
Bing Crosby.
That was a real tough one.
Dude, Let's just play Jingle Bells. Ask us what the song is.
Hey, I start off easy, and we get gradually more difficult.
Yeah.
All right. Still White Christmas here. Here's version number two. Amy.
The Four Tops.
Dreaming of a white.
Ronge, you can steal.
Christmas.
Yes.
Damn it, I don't know.
The Four Seasons.
It's not the Four Seasons.
You guys are like all in the same, you're really close. You're in the right ballpark, but it is the Drifters.
The Drifters.
I almost said a bad word. Go.
Okay. One more version of White Christmas.
I'm dreaming.
Yes, Ronge.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra.
Christmas.
Let's go.
Francis himself.
All right, Ron, you keep a score over there. We're tied.
We are tied at one, dog.
Okay. Are you ready for our next song?
Yep.
Our next song is...
what's your buzzer sound?
Okay. Okay, go.
Okay.
Our next song is going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Then how the reindeer loved him.
Yes, Gene Autry.
As they shouted out with Very good.
Yeah. I dominate.
Rudolph Amy, disappointed in you.
Yeah. Well, I was... Whatever. I don't even care. Okay.
Our next...
I'm going to start trying now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Yes.
Burl Ives.
Very
Actually,
good.
Actually, okay. No, that was Gene Autry.
No. That's Burl Ives. All right, the final version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Then how the reindeer loved him.
Oh, that was me.
No, I think
that
was
definitely me.
I changed to a
boot. Nope, that was definitely me.
I think it was Ronge.
Yeah.
You know what? This is misogyny.
You think it was Ronge because it was, and I know that's Dean Martin.
Because he sounds drunk?
Yeah.
He always is like,
hey, reindeer. Well, he always had a drink in his hand.
He did.
I think it might have been apple juice.
So I'm winning 3-2.
Yes, you are. All right, our next song. the Christmas song. I almost said the artist.
Yeah.
Chestnut.
I came in first again. I did.
You had Bieber's faster.
James, I was first, right?
I think it was Ron.
James, it was me, and that's Nat King Cole, son.
All right, Amy.
Dominating.
You're not doing too hot.
Well, you know what? I'm just, my Bieber's slower.
I thought you liked these.
You're the one who, you came up with this rule. This was your idea.
Think of a better way to beep.
Okay, well then, do better. All right, let's go.
Next version of the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting.
Yes.
Michael Bublé.
Oh my gosh. Michael Boobles.
He wasn't even through with the word chestnut.
Dude, I love Michael Boobles. Okay.
Final version of the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting.
Maybe?
I know what this is. Open
fire. Oh no!
I know what it is.
Amy. Got to give Amy a chance.
Come on, hurry up.
Not King Cole.
No.
Dude, that was the first did that one. Is that Johnny Mathis?
No.
Who is it?
Andy Williams.
Andy Williams! I knew that.
Blanked.
I knew that.
I knew it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys both dropped that one.
Yeah, because we're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Jeez.
Ugh.
All right, our next song.
I knew it was Andy Williams.
We're on to our next song. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, you better watch out.
I got it first.
That was
Bruce Springsteen.
What did you say? Bruce
Springsteen.
Racy? Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Bruce Racing.
That's what it sounded like.
Like Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Our next version of Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. I got it first.
Amy. I got it. No!
I think James.
The Jackson 5, Michael Jackson.
You know, we're tied at four. Right?
No, somebody... that's not right.
Yeah, it is.
Can someone tabulate in their heads listening in the car?
Oh, wait. Was it 5-4? I'll give you a point because you're going to cry about it.
I was actually expecting somebody to say Michael Jackson. I was not going to give you that one.
I said Jackson 5, yeah, and so it was good Michael job, Jackson yeah. singing.
All right, final version of Santa Claus coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Oh, that's Frank again. Tied
you
at 5.
You said ba and then knew that you would have time to listen to it.
Stop it.
Wow.
Look, he didn't deny it.
No, you're just like, you're complaining about the rule that you set in place. You don't like?
It's a better rule.
You came up with it.
It's a brilliant rule.
You just said it was a bad rule.
No, you listen.
All right,
go
Matt
ahead.
Pajeski, I can't handle this person. I need to dominate her face, so let's go.
I like the rule, and Amy's just losing, unfortunately.
No, I'm not,
No,
though.
It's tied. We're tied at 5.
Okay.
Unless I've missed one.
No. All right, our next song is going to be Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on.
I'm taking a guess. Is that Judy Garland?
No.
Okay.
Amy, you can steal.
Okay. Eartha Kitt.
Eartha. No.
I don't know.
That is Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow, we're terrible. Do you know how many people are driving
That's
off the
brutal.
Highway right now? They're so mad at us. We missed Andy Williams?
No, the people.
We don't even deserve to celebrate Christmas.
The people who are mad about this, they can't drive anymore. Oh. So.
That's horrible. Okay,
go.
Our next version of Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells.
I got it first. Johnny Mathis.
That is
Johnny Mathis.
You know how I knew that was Johnny Mathis? Because I hate his songs.
Oh,
I hate the way. Yeah, I hate him.
You can text.
I don't like the sound of his voice.
He's got a great voice.
7900.
No, he does not.
Johnny Mathis was like my grandma's favorite.
What's our score, Ronge?
6-5, Amy.
All right. Final version of Sleigh Ride.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingle.
Amy?
Darling Love?
No.
It's... Oh, damn it. That's not a buzz, because I know you're going to say it, and I'm going to say, yep, I knew that. I don't know.
That is the Ronettes.
Ronettes. I almost said another bad word.
It's almost your name. The Ron Jets.
All right, go ahead.
We've got one more song.
Okay.
It's going to be Blue Christmas.
Elvis.
Wait, I got
it first.
Amy got that one first. Okay. So now we're tied. Right?
Yeah.
All right, match point here.
Are
I'm
we
winning.
Tied?
I'm winning 7-6 or 8-7.
Yeah, 7-6.
All right, so Ron, you either get this last one to tie and force an overtime.
Is there an overtime question?
I've got two additional songs.
All right.
Last version of Blue Christmas.
I'll have
Hodge.
Hurry up.
Oh,
hurry
geez.
Up.
Was it, I wanted to say Frank again, but it's not.
I got it.
Amy.
Dean Martin.
Damn it. All right.
Amy wins.
Whatever.
Hey, you.
What was the tie? What was the tiebreaker?
Should we do a tiebreaker?
All right.
I mean, I already won, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. The song is Happy Holiday.
Happy Holiday.
Ah!
That's
Bing.
Bing
Crosby.
Yep.
Happy yeah.
Holiday. One more version of that song for fun.
Happy Holiday.
That's Andy Williams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happy
Holiday.
A little Careful. Too late, though.
All right.
I think I won all three Christmas games.
You are 3-for-3. Ranj, who says he loves Christmas, 0-for-3.
But I did real well.
You actually did real well.
I did real well today.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Text message says, I hate Christmas. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry you hate fun.
That's sad.
That is really annoying to me. Oh,
Amy, I'll have my mom whip up another batch of cookies.
Yes!
Another,
I'm so
excited. Another message from a 618. Amy might have an unhealthy version of competitive, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm a little competitive.
No, it's just, but it's unhealthy. It's not like good competitive.
Who wants to be healthy competitive?
Healthy people. Well, we did it. Congratulations, dummy, you won.
Thank you. Don't worry, you can go find someone to love you. That's what 48% of people think you can.
This texter, in relation to that question, said, do they meet people at their family reunion? No, you sicko. It didn't even make any sense.
One time when I had the Amy Mark Score show, I played on the weekends. I played a game called Is This Incest? And what I would do is I would take, it was actually inspired by Hallmark, because there's a lot of stories where the daughter falls in love with the son and the mom falls in love with the dad, but then that means you're dating your stepbrother, right? Because the parents fell in love. So I got a legal authority in the courts and asked him, I laid out all these scenarios and he would tell me if it was or not. Like, what if like a parent trap situation happened? Like
Why?
A parent trap situation happened where your parents split you up. You grew up in New York. Your sister grew up in Texas. You have no idea that you have a sibling. And then you guys meet on a dating app. And he said, apparently, like yes, it's incest, but as far as like the knowing is a big part of it. Like, if you accidentally dated your stepbrother or something and you didn't know it, I think they look at it differently, even though you should probably break it off.
Wow. Yes, you're not supposed to continue to date your relative. That's established. Even if you live in Mississippi, you're not supposed to date your relative. All right, congratulations. Amy won the game.
I feel good about it. I feel like
maybe
today was a great day.
I'm Joe Pott. This is KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
Amy Mark's scores.
Yep.
You know, sometimes we get an amazing text message and I just want to read it, but I know that I can't.
Really?
Probably.
You're probably right.
I
would have read it, but now that you're questioning it, I'm questioning it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Screw it. I'm going to read it.
Well,
I'm going to read it.
Matthew?
It's not that bad. Matthew
okay.
says it's okay. So we are. Amy was just talking about the Amy Mark's Core show, and one of her games was Is This Incest? Which is
just
an insane
because of
game
Hallmark,
to play.
Because of Hallmark and Oprah. Oprah did a
sure.
whole show on it, so I thought it was funny. I think our boss probably had a different.
This texter says, Amy can see incest from a mile away thanks to the doctors.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
Hey, I wanted to do something for you.
Yeah.
I know we're the week before Christmas and maybe we'll get to hear it again before.
Okay.
But this was... I didn't discover this. This was given to me as a gift from the late Lynn Bramer, who was a great DJ at XRT. It was a alternative station in Chicago. And every year he would play what he called the worst Christmas song ever. And it is, in fact, I think, because there are a lot that I don't like. Like, I don't really like the Grinch song. I don't like the Christmas Shoes song that you hate.
Oh, the Christmas Shoes. Come on.
I do think this one is worse.
Really?
I think it's worse than all of them. We're not going to play the whole thing because it is bad.
Wow.
But you got to hear a bit of it.
It's a real song?
It's a real song, and it's called The Christmas Mouse. Is this?
It's not a joke.
No, and it just kind of goes on like this. There's no chorus or anything.
So what you're saying is it's not catchy.
No, it's terrible. And it's been out there for a long time. So the song was written in 1982 by Trudy Buck. Do you know who that is?
Well, Joe Buck's daughter's name is Trudy Buck. Is Trudy Buck a member of Jack Buck's family?
I'm sorry, but there's no chance that's the same. That can't be. No, because Trudy's young.
But Trudy might have been named after somebody.
I don't know. I don't think so. Trudy Buck, back in 1982. It was revived on a compilation by Andy Serzin in 2004.
So. Listen, this, I think it has to be a member of the Buck family. Because what are the chances? What are the chances that there are multiple Trudy Bucks?
And pretty good.
The young
Buck
Trudy...
Buck is not like a super uncommon name.
But Joe Buck, his daughter, I think, is Trudy Buck. One of them is a young one. But you're named after somebody. When you're a young person, your name's Trudy.
Well, maybe there's somebody in the family. Anyway.
Trudy Buck is Joe Buck's daughter. She's an actress.
If it is the same Trudy Buck, we love you very much. That song's terrible. If you're a Joe Buck's family, we love the Buck family, of course.
Well, royalty, I know, but maybe they would know.
We can look into it.
What if, what if there was a song, what if there was a sports guy, like, oh, his name was Christopher Ronji. Is there any relation to this Christopher Ronji? Oh, no.
Well, my name is not very common, so. Hey, if you want to participate in the No Prize Pick'em tomorrow at 12:30 in the afternoon, here's how you get in. You text us at 314-436-7900. You can compete against Trevor Rosenthal. You got to be available at 12:30. We will pick a participant before the game tomorrow. Anything you missed is on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen, baby. We love you. We will talk to you then. 10 o'clock, Friday. Chris and Amy, KMOX. I'll show you.
Okay.
I will show you my baboon in just a moment on KMOX.